Today my guest is Joe Guadagno. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. I don't know if you know this about me, but I was just elected to the IDETA Board of Directors.
Oh, I heard about that. That's really
Congratulations.
Cool.
Congratulations on that. I look forward to working with you for at least a year now.
You are, of course, the president of IDETA.
That's right, for the last almost year now, April 1st-ish or so.
Okay, and that's a two-year term?
Yes, two-year term.
All right, IDETA.
I like to put a two-year sentence, but.
IDETA stands for what? It's an acronym, right?
Yeah, it's an acronym for International .NET Association. So especially, it was an organization that was created a little bit over 10 years ago when .NET first started. So Microsoft saw a need for helping spread the word of .NET to the vast amount of developers. So they created this group called IDETA, actually a couple other people created it with Microsoft's help, to build up a speaker program to get people to be able to talk about .NET throughout the country.
Oh, I didn't know. So it was originally it was just a speaker program.
Yes.
It's evolved.
Yes. It started out as a speaker program and then kind of moved into, well, in addition to the speaker program, we started helping out user groups because we were putting out content for user groups to be able to talk about .NET and talk about other Microsoft-based technology.
Content like technical presentations, like
yeah.
Slide decks?
Yeah, exactly. Slide decks, and then there was giveaways, you know, the old user group kits that used to come out. Mm-hmm. A lot of that stuff came out through IDETA
right.
to get out.
They still come out. They're smaller than they used to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, they're a lot smaller. But it's also done outside of IDETA right now. Microsoft does that.
Oh, that's themselves. The UGSS, the User Group Support Services.
Yes, Microsoft decided to pull some of that stuff in to help control their costs, and they can put what they wanted in there. But that might change in the near future.
Okay, well, let's talk about what is IDETA. What's the goals of IDETA?
So right now, the goals of IDETA is to kind of build up community and help get people speaking and speaking well and speaking out there in the public, whether it be around .NET or JavaScript or Windows, that kind of stuff. So we, for lack of a better word, we're kind of like a user group support system.
Oh.
You know, we have a lot of volunteers that know how to speak, know how to run user groups, that kind of stuff. So we try to share the wealth with others.
All right.
We have quite a few programs in place to keep user groups functioning and to try and help new ones start up. So some of the programs we have are like our community speakers program, where we'll help send out speakers throughout regions of an area. So suppose you lived in Tacoma and you want to come and speak in Redmond. For some people that might be a far drive, you know, look at. Maybe Tacoma is not a good example. Maybe Olympia, something like 60, 70 miles away.
Right.
So our program was created to kind of help offset some of the cost for people to go out to the user groups to be able to talk. So
IDETA will reimburse these speakers some of their travel costs.
Yeah, we don't reimburse some of the travel costs. It's a fixed dollar amount depending on how far it is. So, and it's something like 0 to 120 miles, there's no reimbursement. 120 to 200, it's like $50. And then 100 or 200 to 300 is 100. And if you go more than 300 miles, it's like $200.
Okay, that's the most you can get is 200.
Yeah, the most you can get is 200.
It's not designed to get people from here to Hawaii.
Correct. It's meant to keep people, to just push them out a little bit further from what they're used to doing.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to say, hey, now I can go and do that overnight or that four-hour drive now because I can stay overnight and I know that I'll have some money coming back in.
A lot of people are willing to donate their time. It's a little bit tougher to donate your money.
Yeah. So that's what we try to do in helping. And it's actually been pretty successful. We launched it a little bit over a year ago, back in November of 2010. We had goals of sending out, I think it was 400 speakers for the year. We sent out close to 800 speakers in
that's
the
great.
First year. And we're averaging about 30 to 35 a month, which is pretty impressive considering that, you know.
I remember when that program started up, there was a lot of chatter because it was a change
from
the old program. The old program, I'm not sure that I ever quite understood this. First of all, there was a list of speakers.
Correct.
And there was no, as far as I know, no way to get on that list. And no, nothing on the website told me how I could get on that list.
No, I think my understanding was it was an invite-only kind of deal. They took the quote-unquote big shots.
And so those of us that wanted to be a big shot, tough luck.
Yeah.
So that kind of bothered me a little bit. I'm just saying.
It bothered most.
And a couple times, I know some user groups tried to get those speakers, and they didn't want to come.
Yes. And that was the other problem with it.
So some of the complaints that I heard were, you know, I'd like to get on that list and hear people on the list that don't even want to participate. You know, just take them off the list. That's fine if they don't want to.
Right.
And then also you had the website had a list of former members of the list, which is just like a tease as far as I was concerned.
Yeah. So the program you're referring to is what used to be called as the International Speakers Bureau. And it was just that you got invited to it, and it was quote unquote the heavy hitters or the big boys would go out. But there were several flaws with that program. One was speakers starting to pick and choose. So the whole purpose of it was to get the big names out there, you know, the Scott Hanselmans, the Scott Guthries, to go and speak at a user group that's quite small, usually off the beaten path, you know, not like downtown New York City, not Seattle. But
in the middle of Kansas.
Yeah, the middle of Kansas, nowhere to get them to be able to build up traffic. Most of them stopped taking those requests. They would only pick and choose the items that they want. So that started getting negative connotations, and people started calling it the Big Boys Club because it was only certain people.
It was a little cliquish.
It was very cliquish.
I don't think the community is really about cliques.
Yep.
I think it's more open.
Exactly. So that's one of the reasons why we kind of stopped that program, because there was a lot of bad conversations and a lot of bad connotations to it. So we started with the Community Speakers Program, which you can register with at ineta.org/speakers or get more information about it. And that's a lot better because we don't control who speaks where and what.
It's not a vetting process.
No, it's not a vetting process. Anyone can register. They can go sign up to speak. As a user group leader, you can go and say, I'm in Arizona. Show me the list of all the people that are willing to speak in Arizona so I can say, okay, send a request to this person, this person, this person, this person on these dates, and then if they accept, you have, you know, sent you your meeting schedule.
Okay, so that's the speakers program. You got other programs as well.
Correct. So we have our program, Ineta Champs, and the Ineta Champs program is a way to thank the members of user groups for helping out. So we have what some people are now calling like achievement. So you get a couple of points for helping out, setting up the chairs in the user group. You get a couple of points for ordering the pizza or cleaning up or those things that are part of the everyday maintenance or the month-to-month maintenance of a user group. So you enter in all these tasks into the tool on the Champ site, which is inetachamps.com, and that will in turn kind of pick the quarterly winner. So we pick out six or eight people every quarter and provide them with an award. It's a little plaque, says thank you for helping the community, et cetera, et cetera. Plus there's a $250 gift card that goes with that and a couple other giveaways from sponsors. And then once a year we pick the annual champion, which is someone that showed a lot of effort throughout the year to kind of help out their local user group or local community, and then they get a bigger prize, which is something like $1,000.
So this criteria is very different from the MVP award.
Exactly.
Which is also a community award.
Correct.
It's a community piece of it. But this is a MVP award, a lot of it is about getting yourself out there and presenting content either through blogs or public speaking or whatever. This is kind of some of the rewarding some of that grunt work.
Correct.
You really
exactly.
don't get a lot of glamour for it.
That's exactly
but
what
still,
it's for.
I've ran a user group for 2 years, and I know how important this stuff is.
Yep. It's to help thank the person that did a lot of that grunt work. It's totally different from, it's very similar to the MVP program that we're awarding someone for helping out, but it's a different kind of award program, because like you said, we're not awarding someone for speaking, we're awarding them for helping out to keep that user group going and to help keep the community running.
I remember that. Actually, a couple of them not made when I get back home.
Yeah, so it's a great program. It's starting to slow down, so we're going to try to start revitalizing it in the next couple of weeks to get things going again.
Okay. That's the community champion program, and the speaker program, and what else?
We also have the iNet Alive program, which is essentially what I like to call YouTube for the community. So it's a way that a person that does person does webcast or something, or they record their meeting, provide the ability for them to upload it to the site and make it available to anyone else in the community.
Cool. I have some recordings also. I wasn't aware of this.
Yeah. So it allows us to be able to store those and show it off. We're in the process of revamping it a little bit to not be necessarily the host of it, but be more of the content engine where you can say, hey, I store all mine on YouTube, but you can categorize them on the iNeta site.
And other people. Page.
Yeah, exactly. And then we can put them on a page or say, hey, here's, I'm looking for something on Silverline. He says, okay, Bob has one here, Joe has one here, David has one here.
And that's available now on iNeta.org?
Yes.
You'll probably have to be a registered user group leader to that.
Well, actually, the way it works now, you have to actually submit the stuff to us. There's no way to manually. Okay. There's no automatic way in the website to do it. Someone has to do it. There are instructions on the site on how to get the content up there.
Okay. What else? Is the mentors program?
Yes. So we have our membership mentors program, which is...
And I was a mentor. Technically, I still am.
You still are. You have to find
delegate
your replacement.
That somebody. I'm looking forward to getting somebody else to do that, my job for me.
So the membership mentor program is essentially a... There are field agents, so to speak, for iNeta. So their job is to help user groups and user group leaders keep going and function and be the sounding board for any issues that are happening in the community back to iNeta, as well as from iNeta out to the community if we're looking to kind of try out new things and stuff like that. So that's what the membership mentors are. I think we have 25 of them across the country.
So as a mentor for the last couple of years, I always thought that the best work that I did was with new user groups, people just starting up a user group. The group that I ran had been around for 10 years. It's almost as old as I knew it. And although we benefited from iNet, I don't think we benefited nearly as much as somebody that had been around for 6 months that didn't need help finding speakers, finding sponsors, or just the logistics of finding a place to meet, things like that. I think that's about where I did the most good.
I agree, and I think that's where most membership mentors shine, because they have the experience for starting groups, finding the meeting space, sponsors, and that kind of stuff. If a mentor is doing their job right, they're not needed after the first year or so of a user group. They're just there to provide that support and, you know, be the eyes and ears in the community. But most of them just concentrate on the new groups to make sure that they're moving.
And then you said something to me recently that I wasn't aware of, that the goal of iNeta is not only to help out user groups, but to help out any community events.
Correct.
Organizations.
Correct. So
for example, conferences, code camps, give camps, all that stuff.
Yes, we've been trying to, you know, increase the footprint in the community. And one of the ways of doing that is starting to participate in a lot of these common community-based events like code camps and give camps and day of .NETs, etc. So we've been trying to figure out how we can best help with that. In a lot of cases for code camps, we allow the organizers of code camps to use a speaker program to be able to get additional speakers to come in from outside the area. Mm-hmm. And try to do the same thing with the give camp, but although most of the times with give camps, a lot of the people locally, you don't get too many people that will fly in or drive in.
I've participated in a lot of give camps, and we get that only when somebody in another part of the country wants to start their own give camp.
Yeah.
And they'll fly in to take that experience and see how we do it. And just because in Michigan, we've just been doing it for a few years.
Yeah.
And they'll take that knowledge back to start their own. Mm-hmm.
Another thing we're trying to do in the community is to get people more aware of user groups and the benefits of user groups. So we're going to start to attend a lot more conferences like Dev Connections, TechEd are our two biggest ones that we're going to try hitting up on a regular basis to just tell people what iNeta is, and what the community is, and what kind of benefits they can get from attending their local
meetings. Sure, maybe point them to where their local
exactly
group is. Now, are you just covering North America, or are you covering all of iNeta?
Right now, I am the president of iNeta North America. We're broken up into five regions that were essentially broken up the same way that Microsoft was broken up into all different regions of the country. And each of the regions acts on their own. So they have their own rules, their own programs and stuff. Everything that I've said is pretty much all North America. Although I believe the Central Eastern Europe / India has the speakers program. Mm-hmm. They also are trying another one in Asia area too.
Okay. Can any group join iNeta? How does that process work?
So in order to be a quote unquote iNeta user group, the only requirement is you have a website for your user group, and I believe it's 3 months in a row of meetings, or at least three consecutive meetings, and then you can become an iNeta user group.
And by a website, I think even like a meetup.com site
yep.
or something like that.
Yep, anything so that someone
doesn't
can
have
find
to be your own domain or anything.
No, you don't have to have your own domain. It could just be, like you said, meetup.com or a Google page or just something that where people can find you and find out when your events are.
What about the goal of the user group? Are you willing to accept like Java user groups doing that?
So we had a nice long discussion about this at our previous board meeting, or one of our last board meetings, and consensus was that iNeta really is about community. So we won't discriminate whether you're a Java developer or an Android development group or anything else. We'll take in any user group. Most of our sponsorship money comes from Microsoft-based component vendors.
They wouldn't really care about the swag that we have to offer.
Yeah, pretty much, unless we start, you know, venturing out our sponsorship to other parts of the community, which I think is something that we have to do if we're going to start helping out and working with non-Microsoft-based.
What about the way the group is run? Is there any restrictions on, let's say I have a group that's only, where I have restricted membership, either to only people that work for a certain company, or you have to pay admission to get in? Are there any rules around that?
We don't mind if you charge admission, because some places need to do that because they have to pay for their meeting space, or they have to pay for the food and stuff, so that's not a problem. We've had long discussions about whether or not we would allow groups that are only internal
employees. Closed groups.
Closed groups like, you know, a Microsoft group or, you know, an Oracle group that only meets inside their place, that it's not open to other members. And in most cases, most of us believe that that's not really the gist of a community group. That's more of just the focus. You know, that's more of an internal training kind of event.
Okay.
So it doesn't really go with the whole iNeta and community awareness stuff.
Okay.
So we haven't had one come and ask for a while, because they won't get that many benefits from, you know, being iNeta or being an iNeta group.
Good point. Anything that I missed?
No, I believe we covered it. You know, some of the future stuff we're doing, you can talk about if you want.
Yeah, definitely.
So, some of the next steps, we're in the process of revamping our website, because it's quite dated.
Sure.
It looks like it did almost 10 years ago, as well as it looks like the 100 or so volunteers that have had access to it over the years. It looks like that, because each page functions quite differently from the next. So
it's
been a huge process to kind of consolidate all of our different web properties into one consolidated site, and then clean up the UI for that site. We're thinking of going to put the old VB3 Battleship Gray look.
I like it. I like it a lot.
No, it's going to be most likely more of a Metro theme-ish, simple icon. So, like, and it's going to be task-based too. So I'm an iNeta user group. Click here. Okay, you're an iNeta user group. Here are the different options you have to say.
Okay.
I'm a member. How do I find a group? How do, you know, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
To make it a lot simpler to find stuff. Because right now, discoverability on our site is poor. So we're going to work on that. We're looking to expand our speakers program to potentially add in professional speakers in there. And what I mean by professional speakers are component vendors that have their own speakers program looking to potentially integrate the two together.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that you're able to...
Tell me about that. I'm actually a member of the INETA. I'm sorry, about the Telerik Insiders. Yeah.
So the idea for that is a user group leader can come to the site and request a speaker. So they'll see the regular INETA speakers, and then they'll see ones that the component vendor is willing to send someone and cover the cost or the T&E for it. So that if I wanted you to come to my group to come and speak on a topic, INETA would only cover $200-some-odd for it, but Teller might actually cover the entire cost of it because they're, you know, you're going to promote their products a little bit and that stuff. So we'll be able to send that request to you, and then that would go off to... Then we say, hey, we want David Gerard to come and speak in Arizona.
That's a good idea. I've got, the way I do it now is I'm onto both lists. Yep. I've added myself to the regional lists, and I've added myself to the, or I've been added to the Telerik website.
So we're looking to combine those two for Telerik and Component One and your Fragistics, all those guys, to be able to say, hey, you know, here's your programs too, let's merge them together. There's no reason why we need to know that. Have to go to Teller or have to go to Infogistics.
That's all about getting good speakers out to the community.
Yeah, and that's what we're trying to do, get the good speakers out. And then we're looking to make some changes to the champs and the live program just to kind of spruce them up and update them. And probably the next largest thing that we're going to do is work on our communications. Because in the past, in the last couple of years, not a lot of people have heard of INETA. We've kind of settled into the sunset. So now we're trying to get back out and try to get the word out about all our programs, like the speaker program, live, champs, and that kind of stuff. So we're going to work on our social media aspect, our Twitter accounts, Facebook feeds, as well as hopefully rebranding our newsletter to make it a little bit more functional for people to be able to find out about the services that we offer.
Okay. Yeah, you touched on that earlier, getting out to conferences, getting your word out that way. I've noticed even people that are already part of INETA, I ran into this as a mentor, that they would say things to me like, well, we were going to use the, get a speaker from the regional speakers program, but we didn't want to do it, we couldn't do it because we already had one this year.
Yeah.
And which was a rule in the old program, and it's not a rule now.
No, it's not a rule right now.
And I know that you've communicated that, or you've said it at least, that I've said it. But it wasn't, it didn't sink in, so it wasn't communicated.
Correct.
And so there's some of that going on.
Yeah, and that's what we have to work on.
I'm not sure what the reasons are for that, but I know what's going on.
It's one of the biggest complaints that I hear all the time. It's like, oh, we already had our speaker for the year, so I don't know. If anyone has any suggestions, feel free to email me, assuming that my contact information is going to come up.
let's wrap it up. So tell me about your contact information.
So, you can reach me at joseph.wadagno@ineta.org, or you can hit me up on Twitter at jwadagno, and that's probably it. Or if you go to ineta.org, there's a list of all the board members and volunteers on there with contact information for them also.
All right, Joe, thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. So one of the things that I love about the MVP Summit is getting a good grip on all the latest and greatest technology that Microsoft has, and probably the best reason for coming out is to get to see and hang out with all my friends that I only get to see at conferences.